30-day trial today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The MBPA just served the MBA with a disclaimer of interest, which basically means it's a trade association now. It's no longer a union, which opened the gates for them to be able to file antitrust lawsuits against the MBA. And as what that tells me, as it probably tells you too, that they rather litigate than negotiate. So as a result, I think it's going to be very hard for us to see an NBA season this year.
That's sports attorney Mark Kessler, who says the odds are getting extremely remote there will be any NBA season at all this year. The NBA labor issues, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome in to the countdown for the week ending Friday, the 17th of November. We're going to review the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. This week, as usual, sports talk radio, the NBA labor issue. That's at the number 10 position. At number 9 on the countdown, Congressional Insider Trading. Talk host Greg Knapp here with Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri about a recent story on 60 Minutes that reports on members of Congress using privileged information to make personal stock purchases.
There was the big story in 60 Minutes Sunday, Senator. I'm sure you've seen this by now, where it was pointed out that Congress is allowed to use information that they gather many times in committee hearings that the public doesn't have knowledge on, and they're able to use that for their stock purchases and selling of their stocks. And one of the ones that was brought up in the report is that in 2008, right before the big crash, Henry Paulson comes in, Bernanke comes in, briefs members of Congress, we're going to have a big stock market problem here if we don't do something about it. And some of these members went and sold a bunch of their holdings and avoided great losses. And there's other things about Senator Kerry made money and Nancy Pelosi and aspersions were cast on John Boehner, who says, hey, I don't do this independently, whatever. But there is no law to stop this right now. Do you think there should be a law to make it so that people in Congress cannot use this type of insider information just like the private sector can't?
I think we ought to look at this. I'm not exactly sure what's the right answer here. You know, I don't buy and sell stock myself, and I don't have a lot of wealth, and it's not been ever a problem for me. But I do think that you have to be careful. You know, we have some stock holdings. My wife has some that she has received mostly through work. But we don't sell much stock. We don't buy much stock. And I don't think I personally have a little stock in a little coffee company in Springfield, Missouri. That's about all the stock that I have to report. So that kind of information, you shouldn't be able to do it. I remember 2008 pretty well, and you didn't have to be very alert to know everything that Henry Paulson was telling people in the smallest possible room. And I was in those rooms at the time, and there was, you know, it was.
But you're not denying that.
Just emphasizing that how important it was. But if you were reading the paper,
Senator, you're not denying that.
Your question really is, if you're in Congress, should you maybe put all of your holdings in a blind trust or mutual fund?
Yes.
That would be okay with me. That wouldn't impact me at all. I don't know that that's the absolute fair thing to do, but if people are taking advantage of information that others don't have, that sounds like to me that's the wrong thing. But I don't know from a 60 Minutes report how accurate that might actually be.
Forget the 60 Minutes report. The bottom line is that in the private sector, you are not allowed to use insider information to trade stocks. In Congress, there's no law against that. That doesn't make sense.
Well, if it's truly insider information, I think there should be a law against it. If it's just something you happen to be paying attention to that others could find out.
Well,
I'm not sure there's much insider information around Congress, but there might be. And if there is, members of Congress shouldn't be able to
take advantage of it.
They should have the same restrictions.
Hang on a second. Let me ask you this.
Senator, if
you're in the healthcare committee and you are debating whether or not a drug is going to be covered by Medicare, and you're going to know that before the public knows that, and you can go out and sell all that stock that you have in that drug company before anybody else even knows it's going to happen. That's the kind of stuff they're talking about.
I hear you. The members of the healthcare committee don't decide what drug is sold. But here's another
example.
They know what's going to happen.
When the president
last year in his healthcare bill did what I thought was a big favor for the big drug companies by changing Medicare Part D to make it less likely that people would use generics. That might be an example of where, hey, I'm going to buy some more normal pharmaceutical stock because these policies that the president is not going to encourage people to buy the cheapest medicine. They're going to encourage people to buy the non-generic. That might be a case. I don't think members of Congress should be able to take advantage of any insider information.
Up next, the latest on the Solyndra case, plus the super committee deadline approaching, and Obamacare is heading to the Supreme Court. All next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamajamas. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamajamas? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now. 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Superior water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
All month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on select Nutro Natural Choice dog food and 38.5 pound bonus bags with 10% more free. Natural Choice dog food provides precise, superior nutrition for your pet. Don't miss these great deals and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. Number 8 on the countdown, the Solyndra case. Host Pat Campbell here with Congressman John Sullivan of Oklahoma about the focus of the congressional probe.
You say in the newspaper the Kaiser is not the focus of the probe. Who is the focus of the probe?
Department of Energy, Office of Management and Budget, and Treasury. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're seeing here is, you know, any of these companies, Kaiser, Solyndra, there's others too, we're finding out now. Mm-hmm. They took advantage of a flawed process. They're just business people, and you may not like it, and a lot of people don't, but they took advantage of a situation that was pretty easy to get. What happened is these people, the DOE, OMB, and Treasury just mm-hmm. rushed this money out the door. They were, you know, they didn't even ask for information about or financial information. On the companies, like projected earnings, revenues, executive compensation, what their goals or financial goals were, short-term, long-term, none of that. There was almost zero due diligence done on these huge loans. And, you know, we can't get them to even respond with some of the information. But
let me ask you a question here on this. Have you taken campaign contributions from Kaiser or any of his, you know, charities?
I long time ago when I first ran, I have, but he hasn't contributed to me in years, mm-hmm. years and years.
All right.
I don't even know him that well, and you know he hasn't.
Up to number 7, the Super Committee and their deadline. Host Jack Harris and Ted Webb with CNBC's Michelle Caruso Cabrera about the Super Committee.
Some say is designed to fail. And there are others who are saying that it's a politically charged thing, that the Democrats want it to fail because they can blame it on the Republicans going into the election. and others are saying they're going to force some kind of resolution. What's your take on this whole thing now?
I think both may be right. I think it was designed to fail. I think the Democrats would love to be able to blame the Republicans. We know from the very beginning that the Republicans have said we're not raising taxes. We will, in effect, raise taxes by lowering the overall rate, by getting rid of loopholes, which means that some people and some corporations will pay more in taxes, even if their rate goes down, because when you get rid of the loopholes, that's the whole idea. There's this focus on somehow being quote-unquote balanced, you know, they've appropriated that word, to make sure that there are new revenues, et cetera, so everybody is, with all these code words, bearing their fair share, et cetera. So in some ways it does feel like it's destined to fail, as has every other super committee. This isn't the first one, right? We've seen both,
yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah.
So I think the American people will be furious if they fail, but at the same time, it shows how clearly divided the country is. It's really a shame.
Yeah, it certainly is a reflection of the whole country. And if they do fail, there are supposed to be the automatic triggers in. They're going to make huge reductions in defense spending and in entitlement programs. But can't Congress as a whole now put the brakes on that and say, wait a minute, we're going to go back and readdress this thing?
Yeah, I've never believed in those auto fixes or those auto implementation measures that they claim would be the incentives that force them to come to a deal, because once again, Congress can always backtrack on all of those things. You're right, but they did purposely design it so that the two big sacred cows of either party would be affected, right?
Yeah.
Defense spending for the right and Medicare for the left. I mean, I get it, by incentive design, it makes a lot of sense to me. Sure, you go after those two items in the budget, and in theory that forces everybody to come to the table, but I still don't believe it.
Number six on the countdown, the Obamacare hearing before the Supreme Court. Host Jack Mitchell and John Bishop talking to Nebraska Attorney General John Bruning about the lawsuits against the president's health care plan.
I understand the state of Florida is really behind the appeal that the Supreme Court's going to hear. How much involvement does Nebraska, does your office have from here on forward, if at all?
Well, we have a ton of involvement. Actually, I mean, we filed it in Florida because at the time one of our colleagues, Bill McCollum, agreed to help with a little more of the costs. But there are five states that run the 26-state coalition. We're one of them, so it's me and the new AG in Florida, Pam Bondi, and Greg Abbott from Texas, and a couple of others, and we run the lawsuit day to day, and we're absolutely thrilled this thing is in front of the Supreme Court.
It's obviously early in the process, but who will make the oral arguments, or has that been decided yet?
It has. We hired Paul Clement. The 26-state coalition hired Paul Clement. He's a former Solicitor General of the United States. He's argued, you know, in front of the Supreme Court dozens of times. He argued the case for us at the 11th Circuit in Atlanta on June 8th. I was there, and he's spectacular. You know, he's just one of those guys, probably the best appellate advocate in the country. He was the NFL's lawyer, just as an aside, in the recent case when they got back to work.
I understand. I certainly know where your personal position is on this, and I understand that philosophically, you know, where those moorings are. But I also understand that as an attorney going into an appellate situation like this, you've got to look at it strategically, and you've got to look at it analytically and look at the justices that you're in front of. Do you look at this as a situation where you've got maybe one, maybe two swing votes on the Supreme Court panel that need to be convinced in this entire argument?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, anytime you analyze the Supreme Court, everybody's looking at them for, you know, their previous bias and interests. And obviously that's why presidents appoint them, is because they come to the court with a specific worldview. I think Kennedy is the guy in the middle. Justice Kennedy has always been a swing vote. It's hard to tell exactly what he's going to do. I think we expect that we can win the support of four justices when we say that the Commerce Clause has to have limits.
Up next, the possibility of a nuclear Iran, plus the European financial situation, here on the Talk Radio Review.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then?
For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number five on the countdown, Iran's nuclear ambitions. Here's host Jimmy Barrett with Middle East expert Michael Friedson, who thinks that if someone does go after Iran and their nuclear weapons program, it won't be Israel.
I saw at least one military expert in Israel who doesn't think it'll be the Israelis that go after Iran.
Actually, that's a pretty widespread belief. There's a few reasons for that. The first reason is a very simple one. If you look at the job that needs to be done, if that job can be done, how many think it can't? This is not an Ozarek type of raid where you had a freestanding building, a single target, a fleet of jets to come and take it out. The nuclear facilities in Iran are widespread, and they've been built with the belief that one day Israel and or the United States would be attacking it. So they've been built very secure, they've been built deep, they've been built fortified. What that does is challenges or creates the challenge for any Air Force or any military operation coming in, a very formidable challenge. And the question for the Israelis is whether its armed forces are really big enough to be able to handle a mission of that size. That's one. The other side is a little... well, a little fluffier in a way. There's an axiom here in the Middle East that the real serious stuff happens behind closed doors. And if you really want to put an end to something that's in the planning stages or moving along towards fruition, leak it. In this case, when you have reports of the Prime Minister of Israel telling his government, I need approval, tacit approval to start planning such a raid, when you have the preparations for such a raid being done so openly or being reported, leak or not leak, there's a belief that that's the misleading. That's the deterrence factor coming to the fore.
In other words, if they were really planning to do it, they wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah, and the third part that sort of fits in is sort of part 2A here is that the cooperation between Israel and the United States is like no other two nations on the face of the earth. And to do something that would be as momentous, such a tremendous, tremendous effort, and repercussions-wise, it would be as huge as anything that's happened in our generation. Israel's not going to do that without the United States' approval. They're simply not going to do it without a green light from the White House.
Number four in the countdown, the European economic situation. Here from CBS, Tula Vlahou, talking to host Jane Foy about the latest on Greece and the debt problems there.
There is a double protest going on in Greece today. Marks the day when Greeks typically commemorate the student uprising in 1973 that brought down the military junta. But many today are using this commemoration to protest the austerity measures that the new government of Greece is going to have to impose on the public, to avoid a debt default. So there are a lot of people out. 7,000 police officers have been placed in central Athens, many of them in front of the U.S. Embassy because protesters do go there. And some people expect some violence.
Now, the protests, obviously they don't like the austerity program, but what would they do instead? Have they come up with an alternative idea?
Well, what the protesters are saying, and I think today there was a report out by the European Union that bears out what some of them are saying, that the brunt of the austerity measures is being felt by the salaried people, people whose paychecks are usually known to the government and they can be taxed, and by retirees. So what the people in the street are saying is you're targeting the wrong people. You should go after the bankers and the elite and the people who have been able and managed to avoid paying taxes in Greece to the tune of $80 billion just in the last decade. So the people in the street are saying that we, the middle and lower middle classes, are going to bear the brunt of these austerity measures simply because we are in the system.
The European economic situation is the fourth most talked about topic this week on the countdown, so let's recap a bit here. NBA labor issues, number 10. Congressional insider trading, number 9. The Solyndra case is 8. Number 7, the super committee deadlines in Congress. Number 6, Obamacare going to the Supreme Court. Number 5, Iran's quest for nuclear weaponry. Europe's economic crisis is 4. So, 3, 2, and 1 are coming up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like thank you, like we'll never forget you, like we're behind you 100%, like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO, so are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen in the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. We're overviewing the top 10 hits for the week ending Friday, the 18th of November. Number three in the countdown, the Penn State scandal. Talk host John Phillips here with a caller about Jerry Sandusky's interview with Bob Costas this week.
Let's go to Rick in North Hills.
All right. It's clear to me, just listening to him, it's clear to me that he believes in his own mind that he did nothing wrong and it's perfectly normal. You know, and he would continue to do this unless somebody stopped him. I mean, let me ask you a question. If you had a school with a locked fence and the lock was broken for 6 months and the secretary knew about it, vice principal, and teacher's aide all knew about it, and the maintenance department knew about it, and kids got out of that locked fence that was broken, and six of them got killed with a moving truck, or 10 of them got killed with a truck, all of them, all at one time. Whose fault is it? Can I ask you? Whose fault do you think that is?
Well, it's the school's for not fixing it.
Now, who? Do you think all those people that knew about it, that was...
Absolutely.
Had a certain percentage of fault?
Yes.
Do you think that?
Yes.
Well, Sandusky's the truck, and all those other people that were involved in that college have a certain...
Oh, you're absolutely right. The toilet needs to be flushed.
They all need to be. And that the police aren't looking at that, I don't think, hard enough. All of those people are responsible to a certain degree. You know,
well, here's the deal. I described it last night like one of these Mexican towns, and there are portions of Mexico where if you got a problem, you don't go to the police, you don't go to the city council, you don't go to the mayor. If you got a problem, you go to the drug cartel, because those are the guys that are calling the shots. Those are the guys with all the political power in that portion of Mexico.
Are you aware of that?
In this particular part of Pennsylvania, the most powerful person is Paterno. Paterno is the god of this part of central Pennsylvania. And if you have a problem, you go to that power structure. You don't go to the cops. You don't go to the district attorney. You don't go to the law enforcement community. You go to the Penn State powers that be. And that's what happened here, and that's why this turned into a disaster, because they tried to protect Sandusky. They tried to protect the image of Penn State, and they didn't try to protect the victims. Nobody cared. Not Paterno, not the university, clearly not Sandusky. Nobody cared about these kids.
From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Gary Seidelmeyer and Scott Voorhees talking to attorney Bill Gallup about the case against Sandusky and the cover-up, which is
almost as bad.
A lot of people are wondering about, in a horrific case like this Penn State case, the charges are so disgusting and toxic. Obviously, everybody gets a defense in our system. Where would you start with this?
Well, the charges, as you say, are so horrific that it's tough to get around the fact that the presumption of innocence isn't going to go very far here. The defense attorney's got a real uphill battle. But I really think the main story here is the cover-up more as it is the facts about the Sandusky case.
Yeah, but still, when they get in a courtroom, Sandusky gets in a courtroom, it's about his guilt or innocence.
Well, that's true, and the problem he's got is he gave that disastrous interview where we get on the radio with Bob Costas, and he virtually admitted to 3/4 of the charges against him, and that's going to hurt him seriously.
Is his lawyer a doofus, do you think?
You could almost make the case, if you're Sandusky, that I had incompetent legal representation.
Well, I would agree that that interview was a colossal blunder. He didn't do anything to help his case. He presented himself very poorly, and he made admissions that are going to be used against him, and plus he wasn't prepared for. You could tell he hadn't prepared for the interview.
Yeah.
What do you make of this latest revelation that they didn't, and this may just lend another piece of evidence to the big cover-up, but apparently university counsel was never, ever consulted on any of this.
Well, it seems to me that the officials at Penn State knew a whole lot more than any of us do. When Paterno was fired, I thought it was a terrible travesty. It was a denial of due process. He was given no notice. He didn't get a hearing. They fired the president of the university. But apparently they knew what they were doing because it comes out that Paterno, a couple of years ago, transferred the title of his home to his wife, which is something you do to avoid losing your assets, and that can be set aside as a fraudulent conveyance. But why would he do that? He obviously knew that a lawsuit was coming against him, and he also knew that he had some exposure. And these people all had contracts. Spanier and the athletic director and Paterno have contracts with the school, and the school breached the contract by summarily firing them without giving them a hearing. But none of these people have filed lawsuits against the university for a wrongful termination, which indicates to me that they don't have a whole lot to stand on and that they're all part of this cover-up.
What about Paterno's pension? He gets $500,000 a year for the rest of his life, which may not be much longer, and he gets a $1 million immediate cash payment, because that's his annual salary. Is that in jeopardy?
Well, I think it is. I don't know all the legal ramifications, but he's definitely got serious legal problems. He went out and hired not a civil attorney, but a criminal defense attorney, and he, as I said, transferred the title of his property some time ago, and he hasn't raised any arguments about the termination. As we talk right now, I understand they're in the process of tearing down his statue in front of the athletic department, and they've already taken his name off the trophy, which indicates that they know things that we don't know. And then, more importantly, apparently Penn State went to the legislature a couple of years ago, and they had the open records law changed so that the University of Pennsylvania has its records sealed now. They're not a part of the open records. They had those things sealed 2 years ago.
This is horrible.
Why would they do that unless they were covering up the record?
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Now, that leads us to number two, the presidential race on the Republican side, and that's next here on The Countdown.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Jim Warrender, 2nd Division Battalion.
The very first thought was I didn't think anything could smell that bad as we pulled into Pusan. As we went farther north, the jitters set in. Fortunately, the 2nd Division was in reserve when I joined them. They had finished a long, hard year, and say they were in reserve. So I had a chance to get acquainted with everybody before we went online. And I have an easy, I can always remember the exact day we pulled online. It was July 17th of 1951, my 20th birthday. And the Chinese shelled us 35 minutes after we got into position, so I always said that the Chinese helped me celebrate my birthday.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
All right, let's work our way on the countdown to number two, the 2012 presidential race. Here's host Felina Sutton talking to Ruben Navarrete from The Washington Post about Newt Gingrich's sudden appearance on the top of the latest polls.
You know, this is fascinating because I would have, if it ends up being Newt Gingrich, my jaw's going to be on the floor. I didn't see that one coming, I've got to say.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I don't predict that will eventually happen, but he is someone who has, with every debate, his numbers go up, his polls go up, he does better and better as time goes on. It's an amazing thing to watch. See, here's the thing. I find this interesting. First of all, we should not be picking winners before the people in Iowa get a chance to vote. That's okay. In advance to the media. The media wants to pick the winner. Nobody's voted yet. But aside from that, it's supposed to be the process, we would like to think, that you merit consideration in these things. Well, you merit it through your performance of the debates. Lo and behold, Newt Gingrich is the only one who, every time he does well at the debates, it pays off in terms of higher percentages. We should feel good about that, independent of how you feel about Gingrich. He's actually earning his way into the upper tier.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, let's say Rick Perry came in, hadn't held a single debate, had just raised a bunch of money in Texas, and all of a sudden he's a front runner.
Mm-hmm.
People scratch their heads and say, how did that happen? He didn't really earn it. If Newt Gingrich gets to the top of the polls, say what you will about him, he will have earned it. He clawed his way up from the basement, from 5%, with no help from the media or anybody else, and he certainly doesn't have the fundraising, but just on the performance of the debates alone. And you got to feel good about that. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever.
Sure.
If somebody can actually claw their way out of the basement like that, based on merit and performance, that's your guy. That's a good guy. That's the one you want.
Well, my next question was going to be, how is his fundraising going? Because he doesn't have much of a staff. Newt Gingrich,
that is. He doesn't have much of a staff, and he has had before big spending problems in terms of the travel expenses and things that he incurs, and he doesn't manage his money well, and the campaign hasn't been well run. All those things are true. I mean, that's one of the reasons I think everybody wrote him off initially.
Mm-hmm.
Just one little thing. Nobody's voted yet. Like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, yeah, it's not the New York Times and CNN and NPR that are going to be the winner. I forgot.
Yeah.
It's the voters in Iowa. How inconvenient.
Well, the press, I should at least say, was predicting Romney v. Perry, and they've been rather consistent in suggesting those two.
And now they're dropping it. Now they're dropping Perry, and now the new narrative is Romney versus Gingrich or Romney versus anybody, right?
Okay.
But Romney versus Romney.
That's cool because I think you get John Huntsman in there as a good vice presidential candidate.
And Huntsman can't get in, you know, he can't break 1%. And there's a lot of people out there who like Huntsman and who think he makes sense and why isn't this guy getting more traction. But he, you know, it's an open field. I mean, you get to perform just like everybody else. It's a meritocracy. Go up on stage, show me what you got, and he can't break 1%.
Here's from MSNBC, Chris Saliza, talking to former Congressman Bob Livingston of Louisiana, former Congressman Martin Frost of Texas, both of whom were in Congress with Newt, about the pros and cons of a Newt Gingrich candidacy.
The latest poll from Fox News has Gingrich in the lead. Yes, you heard me right, in the lead, besting Mitt Romney and Herman Cain. But can Gingrich sustain his momentum, and does he have what it takes to actually be the president of the United States? This is someone you know well, you have a long relationship with, you are supportive of in Newt Gingrich. Are you surprised that he went from the political valley and now he's back on the political mountain in the space of 6 months?
Actually not, Chris. I was with him about 4 months ago and he was doing terribly. He got off to an awful start. And we talked a little while and he told me, watch the debates. And I did. I watched every debate. I watched his performance and he was by far the best guy on the stage. Now, I love all the other people. They're all great. I'm for any Republican that can beat President Obama, because I don't think he's been good for this country. But, in fact, Newt is the smartest. We've got terrible problems in this country. We just got off unemployment, the debt problem. But when Newt took over as Speaker of the House, as a revolutionary, turning over the House from the Democrats to the Republicans for the first time in 40 years, we cut programs. We actually eliminated programs. We cut spending. We provided welfare reform. We balanced the budget. And when we left, after 4 years, the debt was too high at $5 trillion. Today, only 12 years later, it is $15 trillion, three times what it was. Newt was a revolutionary, but he was also a great administrator. Has he got the issues? Sure, we all do. But I think that Newt would be the best president.
I have a slightly different
view. And let me just know, I want to know, because you told me this for a second, Martin Frost, Newt Gingrich, both class of 1978.
That's
in
correct.
Congress.
We were up to the same time.
What's your sense of him? I'm fascinated. Both of you have spent time with him, served with him, know him better, certainly, than the average layperson. Congressman Frost.
Well, my view is very different from Bob's. First of all, the reason Newt is doing so well right now is this is an extraordinarily anemic and weak field. You've got Cain, you've got Perry, you've got Bachman, who know very little about national government. Romney's the only one who's demonstrated that he really knows very much. Newt knows a lot. Newt's problem is that he's accident prone. He's a very experienced guy. He knows the issues, but he can get off message very easily. He can have a problem. And I want to tell you a little personal history involving Newt, Bob, and me. And I don't know if Bob remembers this. 16 years ago, when there was a Newt threatened to close down the federal government, Bob came and testified on a continuing resolution before the before the Rules Committee that I was on. It was carried on live television. And I asked Bob on live television, Bob, don't you think Newt is acting like a crybaby? The next day, the New York Daily News had a full-page cartoon about Newt in a diaper with a bottle, and that came out of the exchange that Bob and I had in the Rules Committee 16 years ago. Bob denied that.
I don't remember anything.
But that's exactly what the problem is. Newt is a big figure. He is a smart guy, but he also makes big mistakes. Now, he is benefiting from the fact that this is a horribly weak field. None of those other people are qualified to be president of the United States. The only one who has anything to say other than Newt and Romney is Huntsman, and he's positioned himself to the left of the field, so he's not going to be nominated.
Radio man Howie Carr with a caller about how quickly the Republican candidates come under fire once they get into the top of the poll.
Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Howie? Hey, I think that just my opinion here is that any of these guys, whoever is who's in the front all of a sudden, we're hearing about somebody taking a lead, and it's Newt. So all of a sudden there's bad stuff coming out about Newt. And next thing you know, all of a sudden Rick Perry's coming in the front. I'm sure maybe he'll have a flub or two that they can pick up on. But we'll hear about something else that Rick Perry's been involved in or something that he did in the past. And it's the national media and the front, you know, the NBC, CBS, and ABCs that have these accusers sitting on the couch in their morning shows, the lead story. And if it was the other, you know, the other way around, the Democrat, you wouldn't hear about it.
Don't say
no matter
if,
what it is.
Matt, don't say if, say when. Because we have an example. Two, three years ago, John Edwards. When, you know, his problems were all over the National Enquirer, and they refused, the networks refused to pick it up. They knew that the National Enquirer wouldn't print something like that if they didn't have it backed up, you know? And they now the guy's under indictment. He's going to be tried, you know?
Completely ignore it.
Yeah, they did completely ignore it. They hadn't completely ignored it. Edwards might not have done so well in Iowa, and Hillary Clinton might have won Iowa, knocked Obama out of the race, and we might have been spared an Obama presidency. Not that a Hillary presidency would have been anything to write home about.
All right, number one, the Wall Street protesters or the Occupy Wall Street gangs in the focus next on the countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, so we are up to number one this week, the Occupy Wall Street protests and protestors. Let's go to affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, where hosts Peter MacArthur and Melanie Armstrong talk to Warren Levinson from the AP about the civil disobedience planned by protesters in New York.
Occupy Wall Street protesters on the move, starting a day in which they've promised civil disobedience. New York City is where Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson is, too. Warren, what are these people doing as we speak, and what plans do they have for later in the day? Warren, can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Warren? You might not be able to.
Hello.
Hey, Warren.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Warren.
Well, as you can hear, it's a kind of noisy crowd that has marched across the street from the county park and is waiting to take a walk around the corner to stand in front of the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, the stated goal was to disrupt the action of the Stock Exchange. That seems unlikely with any size crowd, especially this. It's a few hundred people. But the key thing is to remind folks that this is a movement that began 2 months ago with an occupation of the little plaza around the corner, and that it's still here and not planning on going anywhere.
Later on, Warren, they plan to do some protesting around the subways as well. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of vague what exactly they plan to do on the subways. It's sort of like what they refer to as a speak out. Not clear whether it's supposed to be on trains or on platforms. It seems like it would be a crazy idea to do anything that would disrupt subway service, since that would only turn people against them. But the issue is that there will be people there, and the issue is that 2 months after the movement started, they want to remind folks that they're out there. Probably the biggest of the protests will be something planned for late afternoon, early evening, around the courthouses, culminating with a walk across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Is there the impression that the havoc wreaking was necessary because the movement's losing momentum?
I don't know. Yeah, there is that sort of feeling. I mean, they've been planning this for a while, and it's sort of like, you know, when you're telling stories, the question is, okay, what do you do to raise the stakes? People know they're there now, and there is kind of a feeling like, okay, we have to do something else just to continue to get people's attention.
Here's Talk Host David Patterson with New York City Councilman Yadis Rodriguez, who was arrested and then assaulted as police removed protesters from the park this week.
You were going as an observer, which elected officials often are, an observer for the public.
And that's exactly what my plan was. Look, yesterday I couldn't afford to be arrested. Let's put it this way. Yesterday, one of the biggest responsibilities that I have right now is to look for the best school to my daughter. And yesterday I have a interview and responsibility to take my daughter to an interview at 8:40 in the morning at 1:10.
So I understand. I mean, sometimes you get arrested for, civil disobedience because you want to be arrested. But this was a day you just went down to watch. And tell us what happens then.
Well, what happened was a number of police officers conducted a number of unfair arrests, where I also was included, of people that did not decide to be arrested, that did not provoke a situation to be arrested. My situation was walking down from City Hall to the park. I saw a group of individuals that they were in a crowd, and the police, they were working to control the crowd. I even moved from that area. I kept walking down. In the next block, like two blocks before the park, and I saw a group of police officers, and what I did was to ask them if I could go to the park, keep walking to the park, or like, I don't think that they even allowed me to come to finish my sentence. They started pushing me back, and suddenly I was assaulted by a police officer, that I believe that action were looking to shoot not only the park but the movement down. Unfortunately, it will not happen. It will bring back more energy to the movement.
So Occupy Wall Street, that's the most talked about item this week on talk radio. Let's recap all of them from 10 to number 1. NBA labor issues and sports talk radio, number 10. Congressional insider trading, number 9. The Solyndra case is 8. Number 7, the super committee deadline. Number 6, Obamacare going to the Supreme Court. Iran's nuclear ambitions, number 5. Europe's economic crisis is 4. The Penn State scandal, number 3. 2012 presidential race, Republicans, number 2. And the Occupy Wall Street protest, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm